I'd like today to give sort of a hakdama shir to Shem Shemassel Shemer. Before we get into the pratim in the Gemara, I shouldn't forget to tell you for Sunday there's a Reb Chaim on Shem Shemassel Shemer. It's Nehuchas Niskei Mamon. I don't remember which parak, but if you look in the back in the Mafteach on Shem Shemassel Shemer and the Grach al Harambam, you'll find it. Today I'd like to share with you a yisayid in Dinei Shemir Shemas L'Shemir, which is also a yisayid in Dinei Shemir Saveda. And I'd like to get to it through clearing the suffix that I mentioned at the end of Shia yesterday. You've all made a landing on the Gemara. You know that that Rabbi Yechanan holds, that's the way we paskin, that Shemir Shemas L'Shemir is chayiv. If someone gives you something to watch, you're not permitted to give it to a second person. Why are you not allowed to give it to a second person? So we have two reasons. Either at mehemenis li bishvua, iu lai mehemen li bishvua. Either the owner could say, I trust you, I don't trust him, bishvua. Or the second reason is, either at mehemenis li bishvua, iu lai mehemenis li, or because of that I gave a dafka to you. I gave a dafka to you before I gave my pekod, and I thought, who I want to give it to. And I figured you're the right person. These are the two reasons that if you have something, someone gives you something to watch, you're not permitted to pass it on to anybody else. So what do you do if you have to go away? And you can't schlep it with you? So it says in Halacha that you go to Bezdin. Bezdin you can hand it over to, and Bezdin appoints a Shomer. But otherwise, a Shomer can't give over to another Shomer. What happens if you found an Aveda? As I mentioned last time, this is where the Shaila comes up, where people find things. And the Minhag Olam is to be Mekel. That if you found something in a shul, you go over to the gabbai or to the rav, and you give it to him to hold in case anyone claims it. If you find something in camp, you give it over to the head counselor or whoever's in charge of lost and found. You give it over to them to hold it. And bashkofer rishayin, at first glance, you would think, it's wrong. Shaymi shemassel shaymi. Shaymi can't give it over to another shaymer. And you know if you find an aveda, you have it in shaymer. Machlaikis if you're a Shemichinam or Shemisachar. But you have a Din Shaymer. So what do you think? Are you allowed to give an Aveda over to someone else? Huh? If it helps him get it, is that the reason? Because it helps him get it. Because L'chayra, it's Pasha, both of these reasons don't apply by Shemir Aveda. By Shemir Aveda, he can't say, Ein Ritzayni Shei Pikdayni V'yad Acher. When he lost it, you found it, anybody could have found it. He never chose a shomer to give it to instead of another shomer. So, Ein Ritzayni Shei Pikdayni B'Yad Acher, there is no Ein Ritzayni Shei Pikdayni B'Yad Acher. The whole idea doesn't apply. You can't say, I didn't want to give it to him, I wanted to give it to you. What about At Mehemen Nisli B'Shvua, Iu Lai Mehemen B'Shvua? Why doesn't it apply? There are two possible answers. One answer is he doesn't know who found it. He can't say, I trust you in the shul and not him. How can he say such a thing? He didn't know who found it. But more than that, the Rabbanah made a gzeira that a Shomer Aveda doesn't have to swear. But the Rabbanah, and we don't make a Shomer Aveda swear, because no one will want to be a Shomer Aveda. So, Lamaisa, both reasons don't apply. L'chayritza d'ava pashut, the Shomer Aveda, what we do is right. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Reish Tzadik Aleph, Sif Chavav, where this Gemara is brought, the Chachma Shlaima Kluga, writes that he's Mesupik about this din. He doesn't paskin, he says he's Mesupik if a Shomer Aveda is allowed to give it to another Shomer. That's what he writes. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Hilchis Metziah, Sif Lamed Beis, he taka says that you can give it over to someone. But his reason needs a little bit of hesber. His reason is, calls that b'pikadon. By b'pikadon, shemesh amasal shayim es chayiv. You're not allowed to give it to a second shayim. Aval b'aveda, b'cholin yirishay l'maisra, l'mishin emin etzlai. But by an aveda, you're allowed to give it over. Why? Shalai nasa shaymer aleha elam mitzvah samakit. You became a shaymer because of the mitzvah of the Torah. B'chol mitzvah, shlucha shal adam kamaisai. And shlucha shal adam kamaisai, therefore, you can give it over to a second shaymer. Because there's a halach of shlucha shal adam kamaisai. So you have a mitzvah to watch the aveda, shlucha shal adam kamaisai, it's mutter. It raises your eyebrows a little. Why does he have to come on Shlucha Shalom Kamaisa? It's a good shmira to give it over to someone else. Why shouldn't I be able to give it over to someone else? What's the have a mean? I can't. The have a mean is that I'm a chuyiv in a mitzvah and I'm not doing it, so I can't give it over to someone else.
Why just by
if you say Shlucha Shalom Kamaisa, it should apply to shmira too. Shlucha Shalom Kamaisa. Elamai, there we have the Taina, Ad Mehemnesli, Eulai Mehemnesli.
So,
this doesn't knock off Eulai Mehemnesli. Because if I gave it to you not to give to him, Pashas, you can't give to him. So I'd like to be Mazbe this. I'd like to explain the uniqueness of three Sugyas in the Sechtes Bav Mitzir. The third one is this. Let's look at a second one. If we have a chance, we'll get to the third one. If not, now. There's a Mishnah in Ches. It's a Mishnah about someone who gives a chamar. The Mishnah happens to be talking hasaycher as a chamar. He rented it. He rented a chamar. The same thing, any type of shaymer, shayel. Hasaycher as a chamar lailichei bahar. He said, I have to go, I want to rent a chamor, I'm going from this city to the other city. There are two ways you can go. You can take the chamor in the valley, or you can take the chamor over the mountain. Two routes to get from Yerushalayim to Tzfas, right? You can go along the Mediterranean, or you can go over the mountains. So there are two ways to go. Which one's better for a chamor? Anybody here know? What's better for the chamor?
Depends.
So it says that each one has a mile, each one has a chasar. Each one has a mile, each one has a chasar. The bika is hotter. So for the overheating, if the engine overheats, that's worse in the bika. It's better in the chamar, it's going to get hotter in the bika than in the mountains. The mountains are cool. So for the danger of overheating, of the Mishnah calls huchama, it's safer to go in the bika, in the mountain. For the danger of huchlika, of slipping, of falling off the cliff, the bika is safer. You can't fall off the cliff. On a mountain, you could fall. See, each one has a mile, and some people go to mountain, and some people go to bika. If you rent a chamar, hasecher is a chamar lo hilichei bahar, and the owner told you, I want you to go in the har, and you took it in the bika, or the reverse. The owner told you, take it in the bika, you took it in the chamar, in the har. So what's it then? So the Mishnah says the following. You went in the valley, which is safer for slipping and more dangerous for overheating. So you went in the bika. And the animal fell, it died. If it slipped and fell in the bika, what should be the din? If it fell, you potter. If it overheated in the bika, then you chayiv. That's what he told you. Don't take it in the bika, it's an overheat. The same thing, the reverse. If he told you take it in the bika, you take it in the har. So it depends what happens. If you take it in the har, imichlika, then you took it in the har and it slipped, you chayiv. If you take it in the har and you hochama, you potter. As I state in the Mishnah, lachar is very logical. Right? Very logical. If you didn't do what he told you to do, so if what he was afraid of happened, so you're chayiv. It's a consequence of what you did. If it just slipped in the bika, so it's a chuda for slipped in the har, so then you're potter. Frekta Ramban Akasha. What's shver in this Mishnah? What's Shver in the Mishnah? So Shver, why are you Pater? Tell me a reason that you should be Chayiv. One of the rules, I don't remember, we spoke about it this year. One of the rules we've had in Shas many times, there should be a reason that even if you take it in the, he told you to take it in the Har, you took it in the Bika, you should be Chayiv no matter what. Because of L'chayrit t'chilasi b'fshiyev a'sefer b'ayinus. Now, halacha is, if you give me something to watch, I leave it in my house, I leave my front door wide open, I'm a pesheya. And then the item gets ruined, not by a ganif, there's a fire and it gets destroyed. So we have a machlaikis. There are amiram ahol tchilasi b'pshia v'seifa b'ayinis is chayiv. If you did a pshia, even if it happened by an ayinis, you're still chayiv. Frek the Ramban. If you took it in the mountain, and he told you to take it in the valley or the reverse, you're right away, you're a pshia. In the mountain, you're a pshia lagabi chala, slipping. In the valley, you're pshia lagabi heating. So you're tchilasi b'pshia. So who cares, seifei ba'inis? It ended up dying a different way. You should be chayiv anyway if you hold tchilasi b'pshia, seifei ba'inis is chayiv. It's machlekes ha'meiroim and lachar from a mishnah. We have a raya. Tchilasi b'pshia v'seifei ba'inis is potter. So tell me a teretz. Why shouldn't this be tchilasi b'pshia v'seifei ba'inis? Well, till now we said why it should be. That's Ramban's kasha. What? Why? Tell me a teretz. Why it's not tchilasi b'pshia? Huh? But every tchilasi b'pshia is that way. Ramban says a different teretz. He says, what?
Either way,
That's not enough of a teretz. Ramban says, it's not a pshia. It's not a pshia to go in the mountain. Some people go in the mountain. There are plenty of people going by the mountain. There are plenty of people going by the valley. It's not a pshia. Aye, what do you mean? He gave it to you on the condition that you don't take it in the bika. He gave it to you, shmira, on the condition it doesn't go in the bika. Zot the Ramban. When someone gives you something for shmira or for rental, you have one chiyuv of shmira that the Torah put on you. You know, I'll be pesheya. There's another din of shmira kedas habaylam. You have a chiyuv to watch it the way the Bailam said. There's such an idea that if a shomer gives you something and he has his own mishagasin, he wants you to watch it only a certain way, if you agree to it, you're chayiv in a shmira kedas habaylam, based on the das of the balabas, whatever he told you to do. Zok the Ramban, you know, when you take a animal in a bika against the balam's rotzen, Ramban says, kai gavna leka loy pshia v'loy shmira. When you take it into the bika, it's not a pshia. It's normal people take things in a pshia. It's loy pshia. It's also loy shmira. You didn't do a shmira for overheating if you take it in the valley. The Bailam told you don't take it in the valley. So the Ramban says that legabe overheating, it's missing shmira. So if it overheats, you're chayiv. Legabe slipping, it's not missing shmira. So if it slips, you're potter. The chiddush of this Ramban, what makes this Ramban, which is in the sixth perek, important to speak out in Perek HaMafkid, is the Ramban's yisoy that there's a concept of shmira kedas habaylam, that you have to watch things according to the Bailam's desire, according to whatever the Bailam stipulated, or it's understood from his words. Whatever the Bailam say, that's your chiyuv shmira kedas habaylam. So that Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that halicha b'bika, against the Bailam's desire, you're missing shmira. It's not a pshia. It's not a pshia. If you take it in the mountain and it slips, why are you chayiv? Al pshia? No. You're not a pshia. The mountain is not pshia. You're chayiv because you're missing shmira. You didn't do shmira, kedas habaylam. it's kilu, it's a tanai. It's not, it doesn't need tanai b'nei gadah b'nei yosh. You don't have to speak out b'nei gadah b'nei ruven. You don't need to speak out all the tanai. But it's a din in shmira that you have to be shomer kedas habayit. Yeah, it's a chiddush. It's not something we're accustomed to hearing. We understood shmira. The Torah tells about shmira. So no, the Torah does tell about shmira. But shmira is kedas habayim. Shmira is according to what the Bailam will give it to you, want you to do. That's the aside of the Ramban, and that's why halicha bebika is not a pshia. It's just a lack of shmira legabe that one. So I'm going to ask you a shayla. Okay, we learned the Mishnah Nayin Ches. Let me ask you a shayla. Let's say I'm going in the street and I find a donkey. I find a chamar. I'm walking in the street and I find a chamar. So I take the chamar home. And I know that the owner of this chamar is makbid not to take chamar in a bika, only in a har. Maybe it has a on its collar. It says on the collar, the chen of bahar v'loy bebeka has a attached to it. I'm a shemer aveda. I found an aveda. What do you think the din is? What do you think the din is? Could I take it bebeka? Huh? So that's what I'm looking for. If I find an aveda. And I know the owner only wants it to be Malichai Bahar, not Bebeka, Bebeka V'Loi Bahar. Am I Mechuyiv too? I could hit Tutsdadim. Somebody could say, maybe you always have to watch it, Kedas Habayim. But it's more Mestaver. I never accepted Shmira Al Das Habayim. Why am I a Shomer in Aveda? He didn't make me a Shomer. The owner is not the one who made me a Shomer. The Torah made me a Shomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me a shomer on an aveda. Not him. When he gives me something to watch, he made me a shomer. I have to do it shmira kedas habayim. When I find an aveda, God made me, the Torah made me into a shomer. I only have to do a shmira kedas haTorah, not a shmira al das habayim. And l'chayra there's a raya to this. Is a what? The other tzad is that if you find something, you have to watch it for the Bailam. You're a shomer for the Bailam. So you have to watch it the way the Bailam wanted to be watched. So you know the Bailam wanted to be watched this way. Maybe it's inherent in Shmir. There are a few rayas to this. One raya is another din that people don't know. And that is. The Gemara says that kol hamachzirim al das bailim he machzirim chutz v'shemer aved. If you return something to someone, it's, except for an aved, if you return something to someone, it's not good enough to throw it in his mail slot. It's not good enough to put it into his locker. If someone gives you something to watch, your chiv shmira is to return it al das bailim, hey machzir. You have to return things al das bailim. Comes up more often by geneva. People who steal things, they want to do tshuva, they want to return it, they feel bad. So nobody wants to go and say, I did it, so they just want to stick it in the guy's mail slot. If you stick it in his mail slot, it's not the optimum hashavas gezeil. Really, it's not the way hashavas should be. If you're confident nothing will happen to it, you're willing to bet your mitzvah nothing will happen till he gets it, fine. When he gets it, then you're Makayim HaShavah. But if you just throw something in a person's rishus, it's not good enough. You have to give it to him. Chutz b'shomer aveda. If you find an aveda, you could throw it in the mail slot. When you're a shomer aveda, you could do any returning that's not a pshia or kipshia kangeneva aveda. You have to do a returning that's a normal returning. What's the difference? According to what we're saying, it's very geschmack. Pekadin, you're watching al das habaylim. Who made you a shomer? The das habaylim. You have to give it back to das habaylim. You have to give it back to him midaita. In aveda, The Torah made you a shomer. It has nothing to do with Bailam. You have to do something that Klap Yishmaya Galya is a good enough, is not a Pshia. Well, it's not if you hold the Shema Sacha, not a Gneva Aveda type of Pshia. You have no Chiyuvim to him. You Chiyuvim not to the Torah. You do the Torah Dika Hashava. You have to do Hashava to him, I'll die to him. By Gneva, you Chiyuvim not to him. You Chiyuvim not to him. If you steal something and you know he's makbid bebika v'loy bahar, I would assume that you take a bebika, you'd be chayv. See, it doesn't matter if you're chayv either way, because you're a ganav is chayv an einzim. So it's not like a tinsim. But the barbecue. It's a kav v'chayv v'madach. When there's no fire, the fire alarm goes off in the yeshiva. There's have to be a fire. Shomer Shemasal HaShomer. What is the aside of Shomer Shemasal HaShomer? If I didn't have this sugi, if there'd be no such sugi in Shas, and you would ask me, you give me something to watch, and I have to go, I get called away, I have to go somewhere, I would give it to someone else to watch. If you asked me, I would think it's fine. Look, what's a Dinei Shmira? I'm not allowed to be a Peshaya. Meshe Bechinam. I can't be Peshaya. I gave it to a good person. I gave it to a perfect... If you're tying that, he's an irresponsible person. I would say like Rav, I must run a badass. I gave it over to a badass. What do you want from me? Why Shemesh Shemassel Shemesh? Why in the world is wrong? If you have people who never learned the sugya, I think 99% of people would say like Rav. If you gave it to me to watch, I have to be responsible. I have to give it to a responsible person. If I gave it to a responsible person, what's wrong? What's wrong with Shemesh Shemas L'Shemesh? Harim Asher L'Baydas, what's wrong? Teretz is, I think, the Ramban's Yisayid. Why could you tell me that Ein Ritzayin Yishei Pekdayin B'Yad Acher? Who cares? You didn't make it tonight. You just gave it to me. I have to know, I have to do your Ratzon. Why do I have Chiyuvim to you? Teretz is yes. The yisayid that we learn from three sugyas in Bava Metzia, one, the sugya of Ayin Ches, and two, Rabbi Yechanan, I'll get to the third in a minute, there are three sugyas in Bava Metzia that tell us a chiddush, that you have to shtel tzu to the das of the mafkid. When you're a shaymer or a seicher or a shayel, you have to shtel tzu to his das. You can only do things that he would agree with. Calls a man, you don't know he would agree with it? You can't do it. If he'll tie that ain't ritzaini shepik tain bi aracher, you have to shtel tzu to his das. That's the din of Shemesh Shemasal Shemechayim. There's a new chiddush here. Das of Bailin. You have to be Shemer Kedas Bailin. That's this din. Memela. By Shemer Aveda, if you find an Aveda. You don't have to do Kedas Bailin. What do you have to do? What type of Shemira? Shmira kedas ha-Torah. The Torah made you a shayma. You have to do shmira kedas ha-Torah. What did the Torah mechayev? What was the Torah mechayev? If there would be no parsha of shluchei shaladim kamaisai, I would have a mitzvah to return it myself. It's a mitzvah sasei, a shavas aveda. If there would be no parsha of shluchei shaladim kamaisai, I would have to return it myself. If I would give it to another bardas, I would be chayev. I didn't do Shmira Kedas HaTorah. This is not what the Torah told me to do. Shmira has to be Kedas the Mafkid. By an Aveda, the Mafkid is the Mafkid is the Bailam. By Pekadin, the Mafkid is the Bailam. By here, the Mafkid is the Torah. It's very geschmack. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRabbi is by an Aveda. Rishoy l'maisro l'mishanem on etzla. You can give it over to a trustworthy person. Sharei loy nas yishoymer aleha ela mi mitzvas hamakim. It's ashtikal Torah. Loy nas yishoymer aleha ela mi mitzvas hamakim. You're not a shoymer mi mitzvas habayla. Who made you a shoymer by Aveda? Mitzvas hamakim, the Torah. U'bechol ha-mitzvah shloch hashon kamaisai. And the Torah said that you can do this type of thing, shloch hashon kamaisai. So memeila, there's no kpeda.
How do we know that a shomer has kapeda? If according to this, you should have to ask
By a regular shomer? By a regular shomer, he has the right to say, I don't want to give it to him. Right, I chose to give it to you.
But if he doesn't say that, he doesn't say that.
The assumption is that before a person gives something to a shomer, he thinks about, who do I trust? It means I'm saying I trust you. That's all I'm saying. The question will be, and we'll have to talk about it, what happens if you could prove he does trust the other person? So it's a shem of this. I told you there are three places above the Metzia. It could be there are more. But the third place is the Mishnah Lamed Ches, which I suspect we're not going to get to. We might get two, but not past. There's a Peladika Chiddush in the Mishnah. Hamafkid Peiris Eitzel Chaveirai. If someone gives you apples to watch, Afilu Hein Avudin, and they're rotting, they're starting to rot, they're starting to get soft. Lo Yiga Behen. Lo Yiga Behen. We paskin. Now, if they're getting totally ruined, I think the shir is more than kedei oino. So then, it's hatzala, you have to save it, and you're allowed to sell it. But it's just getting worse, not totally ruined. It's getting worse. Hamaf keper says, Ravir, I feel like navudim lo yiga behen. You're not allowed to sell it. Why not? My timer. So the Gemara says, Adam writes a bekav shaloi mitisha kavi shachaveiroi. A person would rather have the apples that he worked on, that he harvested, that he planted, rather than Tisha Kabin Shel Chaveiro. A person is more proud of the things he planted. I have a person in Shul who has tomatoes growing in his backyard in Brooklyn. So every this time of the year, he always gives me tomatoes. I need tomatoes? There's certain pride in his own tomatoes. Adam writes, B'kav Shaloi, Yezim Tisha Kabin Shel Chaveiro. It's a chumetzius. So it says that, therefore, the halacha is that if you find, if somebody gives something to watch, and it's starting to get ruined, you don't sell it. The Farshim here ask on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins this way. In Hilchos Pikadin, the Rambam paskins, if it's starting to get ruined, don't sell it, unless it's Kadesh Shir, Chisarin, whatever the Shir is. In Hilchos Aveda, the Rambam says, if you find an Aveda, and it's starting to get ruined, you sell it. He doesn't make any chilukim. He says, if you find an Aveda, it's starting to get ruined, you sell it. So they ask, what do you mean? You find an Aveda, you're a shomer. A shomer has a din of rights out of a kash leiv to the shir hamishal chaver, right? He's not supposed to sell it unless it reaches a certain shear. The feed of Arenu, it's very gishmak. That Mishnah on Lamed Ches is a third makar that you're mechuyev to shtel tzu to the das of the Bible. If someone gives you something, it's starting to rot. It's a pain in the neck for you. You're going to have to wait till it reaches Shir Ainah, and then you'll have to sell it. You're going to have to keep an eye on it. It's easier for you. Just take the rotten apples and sell them already. They're starting to get soft. I sell them. So the halach is no. Reitza adam v'kav shaloi yezim tisha kav shal chaveiro. You are not supposed to sell it. Why can't I sell it? The chiddush is you have to shtel tzu to das ha-bailam. We have an undera. The bailam are willing to lose 10 or 15, up to 20% of the value of their thing in order to have kav shaloi. Today, no, it's 20%. That means up to 20% he's willing to lose. And you have to shtel tzu to his das. So memeila, right, through kav shaloi, you don't sell it. That's all by Shomer Aveda, by Shomer Pekod. We have to shtel tzu to his das. By Shomer Aveda, you know, mechuyev to shtel tzu to his das by Shomer Aveda. Who made you a Shomer? Not him. The Torah made you a Shomer. If the Torah made you a Shomer, so you do what a businessman would do. A businessman, if you're a businessman, a broker, you buy and sell, there's no kav shaloi. So if you get something, it's going down in value, you sell it quickly. So there, you could sell it. There's no din of shtel tzu to das ha-bailam. So this is a third marker. I'm a stomach. I don't know the whole shas. I'm a stomach. I'm more makairis to this. This is a third marker for this rule that there's a concept by shmira of shtelin tzu to das habaylim. You have to do shmira to das, the person who gives it to you. And shomer aveda is exempt from that rule. Agav, I always wondered, bisman hazeh, except for the guy in Brooklyn who has tomatoes in his backyard, the typical working person. It seems to me Nowadays, are people right to bekav shalai yotze mikisha kavim shal chaveray? What would you rather have? $900 that you work for, or $1,000 that you get for free? I give you a choice. You have off in the summer. Can you get a job? Either you have to work and you earn $900, or just stay home, we'll send you a gift of $1,000. Which one would you choose?
How would you rather do it?
Right, so Adam.
Theoretically, if you ended up working,
you
made $900.
It's only Lacher Amaisa. Lacher Amaisa, if you finish working, let's say you work. Let's say you work, you have to go pick up your paycheck. If you don't pick up your paycheck, you're going to lose it. It's $900. And instead of that, you have an opportunity. Someone's giving you $1,000 for free. Where would you go?
Dollars is
just a symbol. So again, you could get $900 worth of merchandise that you manufactured. Or you can get $1,000 somewhere else. So which one would you do?
Today, it's more everything's industrial.
Today, it's different. Everything is...
Farmer,
he worked on it. If I said my own shtickle Torah, and I could say somebody else's shtickle Torah, I'd rather say mine. Even if it's a clunky one. Gemara says that. Gemara says that Chazal said first whatever they learned through drushes, they gave kadima to what they have a Kabbalah. Because it's chavibah. Alright, so maybe it is that way today. I'm not sure. If someone gave you a pekod, you would do that today. If someone gave you a pekod and apples, I guess if he grew it in his garden, maybe I would. Anyway, Akoponim, I'm giving this Bederech Hagdama. It's a nice shtickle Torah. It's a nice yusayt. It's actually two yusayt. It's a yusayt and shayim shemasal shayim in Pekodin. Yusayt that you have to watch the Das Bailim. And it's yusayt in Shmiras HaVeda. The Shmiras HaVeda is exempt from those laws of shayim and Pekodin, which are totally Tuli and Bedas HaBailim. That's basically the two. The two we did this thing.